More than 4 years ago, UNC launched its Campaign for Carolina, a fundraising effort to help out many aspects of the university for many years to come. It had a lofty goal of $4.25 billion and raising that over the course of 5 years. But the university announced earlier today that that goal has indeed been met and surpassed, with a lot of time left still on the clock. We are joined on the phone right now by David Ruth, UNC's Vice Chancellor for Development and also the CEO of the UNC Chapel Hill Foundation that receives gifts on behalf of the school. That means he's an integral part of what's been going on at the Campaign for Carolina over these past few years. And we're excited to learn more about these updates and hear about the university hitting this benchmark already. David, thank you so much for taking the time.
Right, and I'm thrilled to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
So can you share some more details on today's news and these updates from the fundraising campaign? Because $4.25 billion, a lot of money. And I think when the campaign was launched a few years ago, people might have thought, wow, who knows if we'll ever get to that in 5 years. And yet here we are with still about a year to go in the fundraising, and you've already hit that benchmark.
Right, it's a big day for Carolina, and it's fun to be able to make this announcement. And one of the things we're doing is making it clear that the campaign is not over, but we have achieved one of the important milestones in the campaign, and that was meeting the original goal of $4.25 billion. This is an exciting day. We're going to keep running hard through 12/31/2022. And we still have a lot to accomplish in this campaign. We still have a scholarship and student need goal that we're attempting to raise. And, you know, one of the things I'm proud of is that the university community and all the volunteers said one of the most important things we're going to raise money for is students. And we set a $1 billion goal just for students. We still have progress to make on that goal and are hoping to achieve that one in the next 12 months as well. And then there are also school and unit goals underneath the big campaign goal that we also hope to achieve by this time at the end of December. So that's where we are.
And the university with this announcement has shared some kind of statistics, some data that have come with the campaign. It's racked up more than 200,000 total donors so far. And a vast majority of those donors, about 83%, are people who are giving gifts less than $1,000. When you hear that, David, with all the work that you've been putting into this campaign over the last few years, what does it tell you about the generosity of people, whether the gifts were big or small? What does it tell you about how they feel about Carolina?
You know, that's a great question. And one of the things I'm most proud of and the entire team is proud of here at Carolina, but the whole community ought to feel proud, is that there have been 200,000 different donors in this campaign. And Brighton, that is everybody from an individual who might be an alum, a parent who's a non-alum, a friend of the university, grateful patients on the UNC health side of our world, corporations, foundations, all that rolls up to 200,000 plus donors. But the fact that we have 83% of the donors giving less than $1,000 is pretty neat. And one of the things we focused on in this campaign is to make sure we were speaking to our young alums and young friends who we're hoping will be donors to Carolina for 30 and 40 years. And I will say this, a lot changes over the course of a 6 to 7 year campaign. Circumstances change. No one could have forecast the pandemic. So this is really a neat thing that so many different kinds of donors have believed in this mission, believed in the importance of this public university so much that they chose to give their hard-earned resources to make sure Carolina has the private support that it needs to be excellent. And let me say one thing more. The donors have been amazing, and we would not be where we are today without the amazing generosity of our donors. But let me tell you, too, the strength of this faculty is truly amazing, and it has a huge impact on the amount of money we raise. The quality of the students that continue to choose Carolina for their undergraduate and graduate experiences is also a huge factor in us being able to tell the story about the importance of this campaign for students, faculty, innovation, research, everything the state of North Carolina needs us to accomplish. And one final thing, because it really is worth saying, the state of North Carolina invests deeply in the University of North Carolina. So it's really the generosity of the state of North Carolina and the people of North Carolina, the private support that we have, and quite frankly, a really robust research engine that makes this great university what it is.
We're speaking with David Ruth, the Vice Chancellor for Development at UNC, about the Campaign for Carolina hitting its $4.25 billion fundraising goal and now setting expectations even higher as they finish out another full year of fundraising. And you mentioned there, David, you alluded to obviously the challenges presented by the COVID-19 pandemic, where we are in an entirely different place now as a community, as a world, than where we were when the campaign launched in 2017. Can you share the effect that COVID-19 had on giving at all? Because to hit this benchmark early, it does seem like it was still an impressive effort. The campaign was able to keep trucking on amid this time that was unprecedented.
Right, and a couple of things that changed dramatically. We no longer had the luxury of our donors and friends coming to campus. And when the world went into lockdown virtually in March of 2020, we had to learn to do our development work and connect with our friends and donors in a different way. That was a uncertain and scary time. Another impact of the pandemic, though, was there were very immediate needs. With students who couldn't get home, students who needed technology to be able to study remote, students who needed extra financial support. There were significant needs on the UNC healthcare side of our world, with the hospital feeling overwhelmed, needing money for protective equipment. All of that created urgency in the middle of the campaign, in the middle of those couple of years that was actually beneficial. All of our listeners might find it interesting. Actually, the campaign has accelerated in the last 6 months, and we've had the best six-month period of the entire campaign from July 1 to 12/31/2021. So best first 6 months in any fiscal year period we've had. So the wonderful thing is all of us have figured out how to continue to live our lives, do our business, and people have continued to support the university, and that's been very gratifying to watch.
Yeah, that is quite impressive. Kind of building off of that, you know, you hear the bottom line of the campaign, $4.25 billion, and people might think about some immediate needs that money could be going to. But we know that this fundraising campaign is meant to be helping out the university, and the university in turn helping out the community and state and country for a long time to come. So in your mind, David, what ways do you hope to see UNC truly use this amount of money when the fundraiser is completely finished to try and help the good of the community in North Carolina?
You know, Brian, there are a lot of great examples. 42% of our students who gain entrance to UNC, and that's not easy these days, need some form of financial aid. And a big part of this campaign has been able to make sure that we have the private support to attract the students who can get in here and choose to go to school here. The community and the state and the world benefits from the innovation that happens at Carolina. So to be able to have the private support to fund research and have some of those ideas actually turn into companies that employ our state citizens, that's a big deal for the economic environment of the state, but also for the general reputation of the state of North Carolina. We need all of our university system to be excellent. We need UNC Chapel Hill to certainly do its part and be excellent. So that's what this whole campaign has been about.
And kind of along those lines, as you said, the next step over this year is hitting that fundraising goal specifically for student scholarships. About $810 million raised so far, which is remarkable, but you have that $1 billion goal. What does this next push over this year look like, specifically along those lines, to improve scholarships even more?
Right, and we knew the $1 billion number was a big number. So that felt like a big goal, and we didn't shy away from it. It's important to our values to make that statement that it's that important. You know, we need about $190 million. We believe there might be donors who have already made a gift to the campaign that say, you know, I think I can go and support one additional student with a scholarship gift. So it might be an add-on gift from a donor who's already made a gift. It might be someone who loves scholarships and is still thinking about a gift to the campaign. So any and all of the above. And it should be noted for all of our listeners, again, that $1 billion goal is all of our support that supports students. So it's all of our need-based scholarships. It's our merit-based scholarships like Morehead Cain, and our honor scholarships. It's athletic scholarships. It's graduate student fellowships. So any and all of that supports students. Students are the lifeblood of the university. And we really need to be able to make that $1 billion goal. That would be quite a statement to make across the region, across the nation, and across higher education.
We're speaking with David Ruth of UNC. He's the Vice Chancellor for Development and the CEO of the UNC Chapel Hill Foundation about the campaign for Carolina. And as we begin to wrap up, David, kind of closing thoughts here, you know, what do you hope that UNC will be able to do kind of in the short term with some of this? The fundraising goes until the end of 2022. There might already be some things that people are seeing making a difference, whether it is with scholarships or other gifts that have been committed so far. But what do you hope to see UNC do in kind of the short term with this? And what are some of the more longer term goals?
Brighton, part of this campaign was to actually do a better job raising current expendable money. And that money is put away or put to work immediately to create new programs, to expand programs. The pandemic put a massive amount of pressure on the budget of the university. And one of the things we did is we went and talked to our extraordinary donors about giving expendable money now that would help the budget now, and some of those things happened. So there's been extremely immediate impact. There have been new programs that have been stood up. There have been new buildings that have been built. So much money is being put to work right this second. But also long term, this campaign will change the face of our university that we love. And part of the way that happens is some donors give expendable money. Some donors make pledges over 4 and 5 year periods. Some money goes direct to work for research, and that money's put to work right away. Other donors, many, many donors, will give Carolina a gift from their estate. And so those gifts will actually pay 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. So there's now a future source of support that has been put out there by generous donors because of this campaign, which will continue to make sure that Carolina has the private support, again, to deliver on the margin of excellence. And that is, I always say this, the support from the state of North Carolina and our taxpayers and our citizens, the gifts from private individuals and corporations and foundations, and a wonderful, spectacular research enterprise that keeps this great university being at the top of its game.
Their website, campaign.unc.edu, if you want to check out more information, including their announcement shared today about hitting the $4.25 billion goal and what their outstanding goals still are. Final question with David Ruth, is there anything else that you want to make sure our listeners know about the campaign for Carolina?
Brighton, it's a humbling thing to sit in this chair that I sit in at Carolina. I'm an alum. I'm a parent three times over of daughters who have gone to school here. And it's humbling to see the feelings people have about the mission of a great public university in Carolina specifically. That's humbling to see people feel like this place has changed their lives. It's changed their kids' lives. It's created research and clinical care that has saved lives. So it's just a humbling thing to be able to watch from where I sit. And it gives me great hope for the future of our university. So thank you for having me on today.
Well, thank you again for taking the time. Again, their website is campaign.unc.edu. And look forward to hearing at the end of 2022 what the benchmark is set at that point, too, because it's a pretty outstanding update as we start off the new year. Again, David Ruth, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you so much, Brighton.